we gotta get ready.
Yo, what up, good people? It's your man Lynn in the building. Want to welcome you to another episode of Give Me the Mic, Raw and Unrehearsed, yo. Yeah, man, I hope y'all doing all right up there, man. I hope y'all's praying without ceasing. You know what I mean? That's what the word says, pray without ceasing. I hope y'all doing that, man. I hope y'all getting it in. I hope y'all serving the King. I hope y'all seeing God do big things in your life, man. And I'm not just talking about some monetary thing, man. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about changing marriages, changing relationships, changing, daddy-daughter relationships, mommy-daughter relationships. I mean, I'm talking about some true change in your life, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just pray that God is in your life that way. But anyway, man, y'all know what's up. Y'all know what day it is. It's Mother's Day. You know, this is the day that they have set aside on the calendar to honor the mother. I hope for the mother's sakes out there that's holding it down and doing it with honor, I hope that there's somebody in your life honoring you on a regular basis, because that's what it's about. It's not just about taking this one day and celebrating a woman. You know, you need to be doing that all the time, man. If you're a man out there and you got a woman that's holding it down and she taking care of you and them babies, man, you gotta hold it down for her all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got a mother out there that's holding it down, you need to hold it down for her, man. You know what I mean? You need to honor her 365, 366 in a leap year. You know what I mean? But at any rate, I do want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, my wonderful mother, to my beautiful sisters, to my cousins and my aunts, man, and for all those women that I know who are holding it down with children, man. I want to wish y'all a happy Mother's Day. Of course, I want to wish my beautiful wife a happy Mother's Day. I want to thank her for her sacrifice, Lord. I want to thank her for her willingness to serve and just be more like Christ on a day-to-day basis. I want to thank her for loving those children the way she do, all five of them. I just want to thank you, baby, for everything you do. I love you so much. And that's it. Happy Mother's Day, baby. So, y'all know there's a lot going on out there, man. And, you know, I've been really thinking about a lot of the things that I hear, you know. So last time, you know, we were talking about, you know, God is about them souls, man. God is about redeeming, man. God is about getting somebody, bringing them to him, drawing them to him, having them accept him as a savior, and then redeeming them, man, turning them away from something that they were doing or in before, and bringing them to a place where they need to be in him, man. That's God. God is like that. So, you know, last time I really wanted to hit that, because I think sometimes we focus on the wrong things, man. You got to learn how to focus on the right things. His word says that if you would lift his name up, he would draw. He would draw all men unto him. So it's our job to lift him up and to lift his name up. And frankly, it's God's job to redeem and save, not ours. So we have to do our part, man. So I just really wanted to come back to that, you know, kind of like revisit that for a short moment before I move on, man. And how important it is that we continue to reach with God's grace and his mercy, right? But to remind people that even with God's grace and mercy, he is still a true commander. He is still the sovereign commander. All right. Hey, man. So after, you know, I put that podcast out, you know, I had a couple folks ask me a couple questions. And one of the questions was, you know, man, what is Living Soul about? You know, because Living Soul is the ministry by which Give Me the Mic comes from. Living Soul is the vision by which Give Me the Mic has come from. And so I thought to myself, I said, you know what, it would be good just to give people a small explanation of what Living Soul was about and where it came from. More importantly, where it came from, how I came to call it Living Soul. And I thought that that would be a good thing to talk about, because I think that it's a solid thing to talk about because of the lesson that comes with it. And here it is. In the Word of God, in Genesis, in the very beginning, You know, God created everything, the heavens, the earth. You know, he created the plants and the trees and the beast of the earth. You know, he created both male and female. He created all of those things in the beginning. And then on the seventh day, he looked at it and, on the sixth day, he looked at it, it was good. So on the seventh day, he got his chill on. You know, he got his chill on from all his work. You know, that was God. He was chilling on the seventh day. You know, from all of his work that he did the 6 days prior. And then, you know, the Bible begins to say that the beast and the plants could not grow because there was no man to till the garden. And then God formed man out of the dust of the earth and then breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. And then the man became a living soul. Isn't that something? Hey, man, I love that scripture, y'all. I just want to say I love that scripture. I think that scripture is so powerful, man. I think what that scripture says and means is powerful. So here it is, man. You got to look at this like this. God created all of these things, man. He created all of it, but none of it could have motion. None of it could have motion. He couldn't, there was no tilling the land. The land couldn't do anything. The beast couldn't do anything because there was no man to till the land. Now listen to that for a second. No man to till the land. No man to tend to the garden. So God forms a shape out of the dust of the earth and then breathes the breath of life into the man. And here's the thing that I want you to pay attention to is that the man, even though he was created in the prior chapter, it says male and female, he was created in the prior chapter. Right? Because it says that they were created in God's image. Well, God is a spirit, you know, so we've got to worship him in spirit and truth. Ain't that the word? That's the word, right? But then God formed something for the man to be in, and he breathed the breath of life. So the man could not complete his destiny, even though it was given to him. And he was created for a certain thing until God breathed the breath of life in him. Well, he couldn't do it. Whew. Now, for some of you all, you might think, well, that's pretty simple then. But I'm going to tell you how powerful that is, man. What that says to me anyway is that until God breathes the breath of life on me, then I can't even begin to do the work that he has assigned me in this life. I cannot even begin to do what it is that he has purposed me to do until he breathes the breath of life into me. Now, people can say whatever they want to say, right? You can say, well, you know, what's meant to be, it's going to be. See, I take issue with that statement because the word says that faith is a fight. It didn't say what's going to be is going to be. No, it said faith is a fight. It says when you fought the good fight of faith, still stand. I mean, the word says that faith without works, you got to work. Faith without works is dead. So listen, this, if it's meant to be, it's going to be stuff. I can't get with that. So I'm saying, like, even though I have all of these gifts and talents and I can speak and do all of these great things, when I read that, it said to me that I couldn't even begin being who I am and what I am supposed to be until he breathed his breath of life on me, man. And it changed my life, y'all. It changed my life forever, man. And I felt, man, I gotta make up for lost time, man. I gotta run this race like I know it, man. And so, man, I picked up my Bible and I said, all right, Lord, that ministry that you blessed me with, I'm gonna call it Living Soul. I'm gonna call it Living Soul. I'm gonna take the G off of the end of the word living. I'm gonna smash them together because I like the way it looks and I like the way it sounds. It sounds like it got some flavor, and I'm about flavor. The word of God says that if the salt loses its flavor, it'll be tossed out, and I don't wanna get tossed out, so you know, I had to come to flavor, y'all. So that's where Living Soul comes from, man. That's where Living Soul comes from. Living Soul comes from a place that understands that without God breathing on me, I can't be what he made me to be. And so Living Soul can be anybody. Anybody can be a living soul. And that's the beauty about it. Anybody can give their life to Christ and be redeemed. But with redemption comes God's commands to live appropriately and to be holy. And that's what Living Soul is about, y'all. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. He breathed the breath of life in me, man. And he made me whole. And then he set me on a path where I could be what it is truly that he had made me to be, man. I could be as talented as I could be, man. I could be one of the greatest orators ever. But if I never accept Christ as my Lord and Savior, then according to God's word, then I may never know what it is that he had for my life. I may not even know the people that he had for my life. Let me tell you something, man. It's so crucial. This thing is so crucial to your life. You can end up in the wrong place, in the wrong state, in the wrong country, with the wrong friends. It is that big of a deal to know Christ and to know who you are and know that you are being what he created you to be. Because without that, you're open to anything and to anywhere. And that's so crucial of a thing, man. But at any rate, that's Living Soul. And so one day, I was like, Lord, listen, how do I become more effective for you? I mean, how do I reach out in this day and time, man? How do I reach out and touch some people with your words and touch people with what you put in me? How do I do that? How do I get out of me what's in me for you, you know? And so I was riding home from work and I was listening to this radio show. And what the radio show is and was is irrelevant. It was just a lot of outlandish talk, you know. And I thought to myself, man, people will just say anything, man. They don't care. It's like anything. It's like anything is free game. So I was like, wow, y'all need to give me that mic. And then I said, whoa, give me the mic. I like that. It's got some flavor. Y'all know I'm all about flavor. A brother ain't trying to get tossed out. You know what I mean? So I thought, yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll create a podcast and I'll call it Give Me the Mic. And we're going to do it raw and unrehearsed. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. And so I did the thing. And that's why I'm still doing the thing. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of voices out there, man. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things. And I ain't just talking about people who don't even profess to know Christ. But I'm talking about people who profess to know Christ are saying some wiggity, wiggity, whack stuff, man. And doing some wiggity, wiggity, whack stuff. So, man, listen. Let me encourage you all, man. Stay strong in the kingdom. Stay strong in God's love. Keep your face in his word, man, so that you'll know and understand what's going on around you. The word says in all you're getting, get understanding, man. Get in God's word, man. Let him breathe the breath of life on you. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, let Christ breathe the breath of life on you so that you might become alive to Christ and alive to God through Christ, so that you might move in what God has created you, truly created you for. You might think right now that you're doing great things because maybe you're making money and maybe you got a lot of stuff, but that don't mean that you're doing God's will because you're doing a lot of stuff. I'm just saying to you, man, Adam couldn't do a thing, couldn't do anything without the breath of life being breathed into his nostrils. The ground couldn't grow. The beast couldn't multiply. The planet couldn't multiply. We couldn't move until God breathed the breath of life on Adam. And that's your life. You can't do anything that he has for you to do via his purpose for your life until you accept him as Savior and he breathes the breath of life on you. You don't believe that? That's your business. That's your thing. You can believe whatever you want to believe out there. There's all kinds of voices out there for you to listen to. But I'm saying, if you're down with this Bible and you're down with the kingdom of God, well, then that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do, man. Give me the mic. That's what time it is. Give me this mic and let me get out of me what's in me for the kingdom of God. Amen. For the kingdom of God, man. I'm encouraging y'all, man. Stay strong. A lot going on out there. Stay strong. Stay focused on the kingdom, man. Stay focused on the kingdom. Forget the soothsayers. Read your word and prepare your mind and your heart for Christ, man. And stay prostrate, man, and pray without ceasing, man. I'm telling you, man. God is so big and he's so powerful and he's still the supreme commander, man. I love y'all. Y'all keep praying for me. The JJesusSpokeHipHop.com. Keep it locked. It's your man, Lynn, in the building. I love y'all, man.
Spiritual wickedness and high and low places. Don't get up with the trickster and all of the faces. They're the rulers of the darkness and the one who wants to snatch the youths and them soul. So man, strap up in your boot, ready for them. Strap up wisdom in your suit, ready for them. Cause this is a war we got to fight. Fight, man, this is a war. Gotta fight, fight. Strap up knowledge as your boot, ready for them. In your suit, ready for them. Cause this is a war, we got to fight. Fight, man, this is a war.